This is Kate Franklin. And when I first moved to Vancouver in the fall of 2012, one of the only dance artists I knew here was Justine A. Chambers. So I went to check out Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body quite early on. And I was just so thrilled to hear the conversation that was taking place. And I thought, wow, I'm so excited to be joining this community, a community that makes time and space to gather, to talk about some of this stuff, which this stuff basically boils down to like power dynamics. I think it's super important, and I'm really happy to be reading this today. Here we go. From the room. In a Fordist factory line, if there is a problem, you minimize it. Then, when things fall apart, you start recalling. In Toyotism, at any point in the process, a factory worker could pull the line and say, stop, we need to fix this, and it seems inefficient, but in fact, it works. Ray Husu. On safe spaces. Safe spaces are not comfortable. When we look for comfort, that's when it becomes very unsafe. This also has to do with the type of work that we're making. We have to interrogate this. Working on the work should be part of that rigor. A safe space can't create work. How do we know? If you open a room, more pours out. Once you set in place a structure, it's efficient. On togetherness. How are we together? How are we taking care of ourselves and each other? The criticality should extend itself to all aspects of being together. Fracturing as ways to be together. What if the fracturing is the way of choreographing, of being together? On coercion. What are we trying to control? Control people's bodies, their degree of whiteness, comfort. How is it possible that we are in a time where the choreographers are not asking their dancers if they like the work? How can you not be responsive to what's happening in the room? You should be ready to acknowledge that at some point you will cross a consensual line. It shouldn't come to be the responsibility of the dancer. They're on a sharp end of the asymmetrical line. If they break the silence by saying there is an asymmetry of power. Choreography as ecology. Bullshit. People say this and they absolutely believe it, but it doesn't happen. On the spectrum of no. A dancer has conditioned themselves to gloss over their physical sensations of no. It's the person in power's responsibility to check in for the no. The opposite of compliance is engagement. We are trained to think that no means exile. How can we say no and still be with? What is my work when I'm not in the room? What is my work when I'm not in rehearsal? If I'm interested in questions of consent and want my dancers to feel safe, I need to be planting seeds so that when I come into the room, I've done processing with my relationships. The next page is a handwritten sheet of paper, and the note seems to have been written in black ink, and the handwritten note says this: enter the Ferris, stand as if you are performing, see the empty house, choose a chair, begin peeling your layers off, say hello, an acknowledgement, leaning forward, back, cross legs, an image is passed around. Hold it. It has touched many hands. The next page is like a little diagram. So there's like, it's a page that looks like it's been crinkled and a little bit ripped in the right-hand corner and then uncrinkled and laid out. And this, again, maybe looks to have been written in black pen or maybe like a really sharp pencil. And it looks like a little diagram of maybe like what has happened during one of the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body meetings, talks. In the little left-hand upper right corner, there's a little, it looks like maybe there was a table there. So there's like a little line that says cheese and crackers, water, and then it says wine, 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 wine. I think the writing is really small. And then in the center upper part of this little diagram, there's a circle with dashed lines, and it looks like it's a diagram of where people were sitting. So there's like Paras was sitting in one spot in the circle, Soufe, Justine, me, I think that's Alexa maybe. And then it says Alyssa played with Max here. Max is Justine's toddler. I don't know how old he would have been at the time, maybe like two. Erica, Linda, Blake, and it says, later, Sasha and Ray came, and Sasha sat on the floor. And then there's, like, a really swirly kind of pattern. It says on that, Max explored and smiled a lot. That's so cute. Max is a really smiley kid. And then all around the bottom are, like, little lines. Like, there's lines and a little sprinkling of dots, and then there's some curved lines kind of nestled into each other. Like a hoop shape, three little dots, and a, I don't know, little closed kind of wonky circle, a couple of arrows, and some intersecting lines. Gentle coercion works, a bottom line of compliance between dancers, presenters, dancers, choreographers, choreographers, presenters. Diego is brave, Diego is gobsmacked. What is available to you depending on code for, quote, skinny white people, unquote. From elsewhere. As much as experimental dance is versed in evading the greater, in brackets, white culture in which it resides, through the creation of alternate worlds, of futurisms, of safe spaces, of imagined realities that all become real in performance, there are also ways that abstraction or experimentation are used in order to escape honest dialogue. Vagueness, obstruction, obfuscation, disguise, ways to orbit around trauma or violence without ever landing anywhere. It's the heat building inside the hamster wheel. It's the water circling the drain, cloudy and clogged. That's from Tara Sheena, capital D Dance. The next page is a little pictogram kind of the weather on January 24th, 2017. So it's like the high was 7, the low was 0. Yeah, that's the high and lows. Oh no, it made it up to 10, actually. By 12 p.m. it made it up to 10, or that was the high predicted. And there are just lots of little pictures of, you know, like you would see on the weather channel, like a little sun with partial cloud, and then like clouds with a moon. Just cute little weather diagram. January 24th, 2017. Coercion, Control, and Consent, Part 2. The theater is stripped, the curtains gone, the rigging is draped, black rope hangs and loops from the ceiling. A flu is going around, and I dip in and out of its grip. The city is thawing slowly. I am drawing a lot of comics and listening to a lot of David Bowie. This month's case studies are Chantal Mouffe's Agonistic Democracy and Radical Politics and an interview with Butch Morris on conduction. Sadira and Justine put ideas into the room from these sources. What does it mean to work with friction, with pressure, knowing that the energy derived from divergent perspectives coming together can, in fact, must be generative? What might it mean to work with a score for being together, a set of directives that each artist can show up to with their own ideas of how to enact them? The room grappled with the difference between antagonism, friend/enemy relation, and agonism, relation between adversaries. Bringing up instances of conflict in rehearsals and asking those in the room who hold power as choreographers, employers, representatives of institutions to begin to acknowledge their positions and to observe their own actions in relation to these dynamics. From the room, does expanding to hold mean more discomfort? Determining the how as opposed to the what. Creating a space beside for something else to happen. Risk, not chance. How are we together? How are we taking care of ourselves and each other? How can we say no and still be with? What is my work when I'm not in the room? What are we working on? How does a dancer age out of this? When there is a dominant way, who gets excluded? What's the model? Does this model actually work for us? How did we get here? What does it mean to be a participant? What are the expectations? Is this labor helping to make institutions run more effectively? And is this what I want to be using my imagination for? Can we sit in the discomfort? Everything to do with what it looks like. The power of ballet, regal, finer grace, finer bodies, their job to do it. Dismantle the ballet in all of us. The continuum of Eurocentric dance fucks us up. Even when you hate it, it fucks you up. Coding your body, the dancer as material, in everything discrimination, conflates inclusivity, a historic, a renaissance, an irrelevant, a contemporary. On friction. What if the fracturing is a way of choreographing being together? Unity is not the point. Pressure and friction as important and embraced. Harshawalia, unity and solidarity are distinct principles. Imperfect democracy as the ideal. Aegon as the diamond. One encapsulates the other. On tyranny and space for something else. We either support the hegemony or not. Stephanie Skira, dances are political, not because of their content, but because of how they are made. How can art making contribute to the construction of new subjectivities when there is a dominant way who gets excluded? It's easy to critique the larger political structures around us, but not the smaller political structures around us. How are we in each of our interpersonal relations? Bell Hooks, see your students as whole people. The next page is a little picture. It says, what is the frictive rub between antagonism and consensus? And that's running underneath a picture of four pairs of hands, and they're laid out in a little row. And the first pair of hands from left to right are like crossed at the wrist and then clasped. And then the second pair of hands are like a fist bump, bumping knuckles. And the third pair of hands, it looks like they're brushing their palms together. Like it's a person brushing their palms together, but these are all cut off at like the forearm. And then the fourth is crossed at the wrist and clasped, but upside down, like knuckles toward the floor. And whereas the first one was knuckles toward the ceiling. Next page is also a little picture. At the top is a bunch of, again, it's like on one of these crunkled and uncrunkled sheets of paper. And then crunkled. I think that's a cross between crumpled and crinkled. And then smooth back out again. So there are lines and like little lines and an arrow kind of pointing to a little diagonal line of wine glasses. And it says sip on one wine glass. And then the next wine glass doesn't have any words. And then the next wine glass says place down. And then on the far right near the bottom is a little note that says where the voices came from. And then there's a circle of little line drawings, and they look like mini tornadoes, sort of. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 kind of little mini tornadoes in a circle. When you say dance, the body is not just a picture. It's a way to determine how disciplined, how manipulated by white supremacy, there's being attached to a body, neurally shaped. Can you bring your humanity? From elsewhere. On the contrary, the other vision of the political, the one from which my work proceeds, recognizes the constitutive character of social division and the impossibility of final reconciliation. Of course, democracy cannot survive without certain forms of consensus relating to adherence to the ethico-political values that constitute its principles of legitimacy and to the institutions in which these are inscribed. But it must also enable the expression of conflict, which requires that citizens genuinely have the possibility of choosing between real alternatives. And that is from Chantal Mouffe, Agonistic Democracy and Radical Politics. A strategy not to become clay or paint. It's rude to hire your mind and not the consent to use your mind. Ongoing building, a fully mattering negotiation, valued by a many-leveled coercion. Dancers have to be ready to walk away from things. Access and undo, support structures of capitalism, our compliant bodies prop it up.